This is our second shir in the Kota Sichas Chilek Yud Chayasara Sicha Beis. The Sicha in the Pnim focuses on the Rashi on the Nisha L'Espia, Mikan Shein Masir Nasaisha L'Midaita. The first seven Sifim dealing with the beer in that Rashi directly, which we covered in the last year. The last couple Sifim opens up a new Sugya based on a Diuk in one word in that Rashi, or Rashi uses the word Isha and not Yisayma, dealing with the gather of maturity and Das Al Pi Pshuto Shel Mikra, which we'll cover in a later shir. Today's shir is going to be focused on four of the Ha'aris in the Sicha, 9, 10, 17, and 20. As happens many times in the Kota Sichas, when the Sicha is dealing with one topic, but other Rashis are brought up in the context of the Sicha, the Rebbe will deal with that Rashi in and of itself in the Ha'aris. And that's what happens here. There's an earlier Rashi on Pasuk Nunhei. In the morning, when Eliezer says, I want to leave, the brother and the mother say, Teshev hanara itanu yamim me'aser achar telich. Rashi comments, the Pasuk says, Vayemer achiha ve'ima, he says, Besu al heichan haya, where was Besu? Yesterday he was an active part of the conversation, now he doesn't appear. Rashi says, Hu haya reitza la'akev uba malach ve'himisa. He wanted to oppose the Shidduch, and the malach came and killed him. So this Rashi is brought up in the context of the Sicha. First, in the beginning, to prove that the brother and sister didn't want to be ma'akev. That creates a stira on Rashi. Later on, the Rebbe brings it up to explain why, in the end, the family wasn't mevatel the whole shidduch. They only asked Rivka's opinion because they saw Besuel had died. So the Rashi comes up a few times in the Sicha. But the Rebbe doesn't deal with the Rashi in and of itself. In these ha'aris, he does. And so in that way, they form a Rashi Sicha unto themselves. And we're going to deal with them as such in this year. In dealing with this Rashi, there are two things that have to be addressed. First, what's bothering Rashi? When Rashi sees the words Vayemer Achiha Ve'ima and he asks Besuel Heichan Haya, he can't be simply bothered by how come Besuel is not mentioned. Because two psukim earlier, at night, after the conversation is over, it says, "Vayetze ha'eved klei kesef klei zav ubgadim vayiten l'rivka umigdonais nasan le'achiho le'ima." A delicacy is given to the brother and the mother, only mentioning the brother and the mother, and Besuel is again absent. If Rashi was simply bothered why Besuel is absent, he should have asked that question on Pasuk Nun Gimel. That's the first issue that has to be dealt with. What's really bothering Rashi? And thereby to explain why he wasn't bothered in Pasuk Nun Gimel. That's the subject of Ha'ara 9. Then, once we accept Rashi's question, and we understand that it's important to know where Besuel was in this Pasuk Nunhei, then we'll have to look at what Rashi actually says. Rashi actually explains that Besuel died. And we'll have to explain why Rashi chose that Pirush and didn't choose the Pirush of other Mefarshim that actually learned that Besuel was alive. He's just not mentioned for a different reason. That's the subject of Ha'aris 10, 17, and 20. And we'll deal with each of them separately. First, we'll start with Ha'ara 9, including the Shulia Gilian on the next page. The Rebbe's Ha'aras are written in a very unique style, and for the sake of clarity, I'm going to be skipping around and read the Ha'ara a little backwards, just so that I can present it in a much more clear way. So we're going to start three lines into Ha'ara 9, by the dash, and the Rebbe will simply explain to us what is bothering Rashi in this pasuk? Vayomer achiha ve'ima, Rashi asks Besuel heichan haya. He's not just asking why Besuel is absent. Because again, if that's the question, he should have asked that two psukim ago. So the Rebbe says, what is really bothering Rashi? Harei ze merdam is Rashi. Rashi hints that to us. But ma'asha maitik mehakosuv kan gam tevas vayomer. By copying down in the pasuk, also the word vayomer. The Rebbe is known to be medayik, that Rashi's Dibur HaMaschil give us a key into what's really bothering him. So when we look at this pasuk, and Besuel is absent, if Rashi was simply bothered by why isn't he mentioned, then says the Rebbe in the parentheses, Af shelechayra, havalei lehaitik b'negea lekushya, so Rashi should have copied down for the purpose of his question, Rak hateves achiha v'ima. Only those words, brother and mother. And then ask, where was Besuel? From the fact that Rashi copies down the word vayomer as well, that means that that's also a key part to Rashi's question. And the brother and mother said, now it's bothering Rashi, where is Besuel? Why so? The Medayik, says the Rebbe, Rashi is being precise. The Mikavon Shahamedubar Hu Al Ha'amira B'negeya LeHashidach. Since we're talking about a statement B'negeya to HaShidach, a father needs to be involved. Hayatzarech LeHazkir Gamas Besuel. The context demands that Besuel should be mentioned. Ukidil'el, just like earlier, Shekasur Vayan Lavan U'Besuel Vayoymru, that Lavan and Besuel answered and they said by Yemru when there was an Amira with regards to the Shidduch, Besuel was there. So here too, since there's an Amira, Besuel belongs. Earlier, when it comes to the Migdonais, there says Rashi, the context doesn't require Besuel to be there. Masha'enkin b'negeh le-Migdonais. Lo'ikoshe hod le-Hizkir as Besuel. When it comes to the delicacies, there's no problem why Besuel is not mentioned. Says the Rebbe, why not? Ki muvan, it's very obvious, shemigdonis, which are peiris, lepirish Rashi. According to Rashi, migdonis are fruits. V'lei kepirish habeis shabirat, even Ezra sham, shem begadim chashuvim. Rashi does not explain that they are fancy clothes. He says they are fruits. If they're fruits, so everybody understands that fruits, harezem atona ktana, she'ina chashuva. It's a very small gift. It's not important. V'lochein gam eino iroi litin labalabayis atzmai. So it's not fitting to give it to the Baal HaBayis himself. He doesn't get fruits. And therefore you only give it to the brother and the mother. So Besuel, and this is the way that Rebbe learns in this article clearly, as will become apparent in a moment. Besuel was actually alive in Pasuk Nun Gimel. Besuel was alive. He's not mentioned because he doesn't need to be mentioned. You're giving small gifts. Small gifts you don't give to Baal HaBayis. Let's go back to the beginning of the Ha'ara now and read the question. The Hadalei Hukshle Le'ashi, this now explains why Rashi wasn't bothered with Besuel Hechon Haya, B'masha Kasov Lifneze, U'migdonais Nasan Le'achiha U'le'ima. That why Rashi wasn't bothered earlier when it said that he gave migdonais to the brother and the mother. Now we see why, because we know what Rashi's question is. Rashi's not just bothered, where is Besuel? If that was the question, yeah, he should have asked, where is Besuel in Pasuk Nun Gimel? Rashi's bothered, Besuel should be here. In the context of an Amira, Besuel belongs. Now we have to know, Besuel Echanoya. In the context of a Migdonis, Besuel doesn't belong. He's the Balabas. He's higher than receiving Migdonis for a gift. The Rebbe concludes the Ha'aro, Re'al Derech Zeh B'maskele David. See a similar Vart in the Maskele David. And to bring out why I think the Rebbe says Al Derech Zeh, I want to actually quote for you the Lashon of the Maskele David. The Maskele David, fascinating Pirush and Rashi, and in many ways had a derech that matched the Rebbe's, really zooming in to Pshuto Shel Mikra. The Rebbe brings him up hundreds of times and many times as an al derech zeh, as a something that he was mechaven, similar to the Rebbe's word. And over here as well is al derech zeh b'Maskele David. Maskele David, he has a different take on the question. He says what was bothering Rashi is not like the Rebbe learns, you know, in the context of Vayomer, where is Besuel. He says the whole three words are extra. Vayomer, Achiha, Ve'ima is extra. We know who we're talking to. We know we're talking about the family of Rivka. So the Pasuk should have said, Vayomeru. From the fact that the Pasuk was medayik to say, Vayomer, Achiha, Ve'ima, the Pasuk wants to teach us that only Achiha, Ve'ima were here. And Besuel was not because he was killed. Aye, what about the last pasuk? Migdonis nasam le'achi ho'le'ima, pasuk nun gimel. What's the pasuk teaching us there? By saying le'achi ho'le'ima. Where was Besuel there? So he says, mikra de le'el erech ara kamash malan. The earlier pasuk is teaching us derech eretz. She'ein mi derech hamusar. It's not ethical. She'ha erech yitin matana ktana le'balabayis atzmai. That a erech should give a small matana to the Baal HaBayis, rak livnoi oili isha. You should only give it to the son or to the wife. Aval hacham luchruch lefarishkein. Here you have to say such a thing. So it seems like he's mamish saying the same word as the Rebbe, that migdonis, which are a small gift, should not be given to a Baal HaBayis, rather to a son or to a wife. However, where I think it's only an al derech zeh is, I have a number of options here, but one option is, you could actually explain that according to the Maskele David, maybe he did give gifts to Besuel. The Pasuk just doesn't mention it because the Pasuk wants to teach us that the Musar is to give Matana Ktana only to a son or to a wife. That's one option. A second option in the Al-Derech Zeh is because you could read into the Maskel Adavid that he's learning that in fact the Peiros should end up by the husband, but you shouldn't give them to the Balabas. You should give them to the son of the wife, they'll pass it on to the husband. Whereas according to Rashi, the Balabas shouldn't bechlal get Peiros. Or you could say that Taka and the Etzem HaPeiros is mamish being maskim, and the only reason why it's an Al-Derech Zeh is because they come from two different approaches. Two different questions. That according to Maskel Adavid, the question is on Bechlal the words Vayomer Lechi Yavim, and according to Rashi, the word is the Vayomer, that when it's a Vayomer, there should be more than Lechi Yavim. But that's the actual Har. Now, based on this understanding of Rashi's question, Vayomer Lechi Yavim, another thing will become very Gishmak. And this is what the Shulhi HaGilyon deals with. This is another answer that's given to where Besuel was. Besuel Heichon Hoya. So the Rebbe says, but Ibn Ezra kan, in the Ibn Ezra, uvechizkuni kasav al pirush zeh ulefi hapshat. And the Chizkuni, who's another pirush on the Pasuk, writes about this pirush, that this is the pshat. He has a whole list of things as to what happened to Besuel. But on this specific one, he writes, this is the pshat. They say as follows. They say, v'ha'av machrish, they also ask the question, why was the father being quiet? Where was Besuel in this pasuk? V'yitachin, says the Ibn Ezra, shalavan haya gadol me'aviv b'chachma v'kavrit. Lavan was actually greater than Besuel, both in wisdom and honor. Ki kein matzanu, as we find earlier, v'ayan lavanu Besuel. That's a very easy answer. You want to know where Besuel was? He was right at the table. Why didn't he talk? His son was greater than him. Now, the Rebbe says, based on what we explained in the Ha'ara, the way Rashi understands the question, that it's not just a question of where is Besuel, why is he absent? If that was the question, then yes, you could answer. He was being quiet because the son was greater. But based on the Varda the Ha'ara, that Rashi's question is on the Vayoymer, so says the Rebbe, move on she'i efshel Rashi lefarish came. It's obvious that Rashi cannot explain this. Let's skip the parentheses. Because that's not enough to answer the real question. The question of Rashi was that when it comes to an Amira, when it comes to a Bayomer, the father needs to be involved. So even if the son is greater, let Besuel say his opinion after Lavan. Just like in the exact pasuk which Ibn Ezra brings, the first time, yes, Lavan answered first, but Besuel talked afterwards because there was an Amira going on, the father belongs. So here too, that if there's an Amira, the father belongs. So even Ezra's Vart would not be enough to answer Rashi's question. In the parentheses, the Rebbe brings up a side point. Besides the fact that the whole premise of the Ibn Ezra's Pirush, that Lavan was greater, goes against Rashi's Pirush earlier, that Lavan was actually a chutzpin yak and interrupted his father and went before his father. But the point that the Rebbe wants to bring out in the Shulah Gilyon is that it's now, based on Rashi's, the insight into Rashi's real question, the Ibn Ezra's Pirush cannot be brought up. So now we know what's bothering Rashi in the pasuk. Why doesn't it say Besuel if it's a Vayim? How does Rashi choose to answer his question? Rashi chooses to answer his question by saying that Hoyaretza la'akev uba malach vehemisei. That he wanted to stop it, and a malach came and killed it. So now in Ha'arat 10, 17, and 20, that I was going to bring three reasons why Rashi specifically chose this pirush. In Ha'arat 10, that Rebbe brings up the Tur's pshat, the Tur's alternate pshat to explain where was Besuel. Let's quote it. Ha'arat 10, Betur Ha'aruch. You know, we have a pirush in Chumash called the Balaturim. And when you read it, it looks like it's just full of gematrias and pointing to all the places in Tanakh where different words are quoted. But the truth is, that's only a part of the Tur's pirush on Chumash. There's a full tour called Pirush HaTur HaShalim or Tur HaAruch, where he has an actual Pirush on the Psukim. And he writes in his Akdama that I'm going to also give parpirois, I'm going to give small delights that you could enjoy on your journey through my Pirush, which somebody then was malakit and made the Balaturim out of. But the tour in his original Pirush called the Tur HaAruch, he has a whole Pirush on Chumash. And you know, our attendant Rebbe quotes him. And he says the following, Ulefi HaPshat Nicha. The tour says, on a Pshat level, I can easily answer where Besuel was. How so? Ki Besuel Amar, hine Rivka lefanecha. Besuel yesterday said, Rivka is yours. So he doesn't need to be mentioned here. It was the brother and the mother who were protesting. Besuel was ready to go. He said, no problem. So only the brother and mother were opposed to it. But as is obvious in Pshat, the Rebbe says, that Rashi cannot say such a thing, that Besuel was all in. Because from the earlier Pashtos HaPsukim, what does it sound like? Mashma. Shegam Lavan Amar Lifnei Zehini Rivka. It wasn't only Besuel who was all in yesterday. It was Lavan as well. Chari Pasuk Zeh Ba Behemshech LaHakosov Shalafano. Because the Pasuk, Hini Rivka Lefanecha Kach Valeich, comes as a direct continuation to the last Pasuk, Bayan Lavan U Besuel. And just like Lavan, who was all in, was able to change his mind the next day, so if Besuel was all in yesterday, let him change his mind today. So Rashi can't go with the Tur's Vart. Or the Egan Kin Lekaman Ara 17, where there's another reason proposed why Rashi cannot go with the Tur. So that's Ara 10, dealing with why the Rashi cannot say like the Tur. Now, the Sikha then develops, in the body of the Sikha and the Rashi. And the Rebbe learns, as we learned in the previous shir, that the family wanted Rivka to stay for 12 months, not because it was a request, that in this case they wanted to let her stay for a while. This was a minhag olam. There was a minhag mekubal. And they were basing their claim, it was a taina, not a bakasha, she should stay here. How do you say I want to go now? There's a minhag olam to let her stay. So that now becomes part of Pshuta Shel Mikra, where Rashi understands the psukim. So at that point, there's Hara 17. And the Rebbe now brings up the tour once again, that Besuel was all in yesterday. And he also brings up the Chizkuni. And I want to, again, for the sake of clarity, just read the Chizkuni first. So we'll start three lines into the Ha'ara, Kepirush HaChizkuni. The explanation of the Chizkuni as to why Besuel was not in the Pasuk. He says, Besuel Sameach Hoya. He doesn't bring a ayah from yesterday. He says, Besuel was happy, even in the morning. Loi Hoya Chafitz Be'ichur. And he didn't want to delay. And the part that Rebbe doesn't quote from the Lashon of the Chizkuni is that Chafetz Hoya Bezivug Levishakreva Hoya. He actually wanted the Shidduch because they were relatives. So Besuel wakes up in the morning, he says, you want to go now? Go now, no problem. Let's get this cousin Shidduch off the ground. That's the Pirush HaChizkuni. So at this point in the Sicha, when the Rebbe's Mechadash HaTeshev Anara Itanu is Min HaGoilam, this now becomes an additional reason as to why Rashi cannot learn like the Tur, that bringing a ayah from Besuel's being all in yesterday, nor like the Chizkuni, that Besuel was simply happy for the Shidduch to go ahead. Says the Rebbe in Ara 17, Val Pizem Muvan. Based on this Vart of being, there being Min HaGa'ilam, it's understood. She'i efshar l'Rashi l'farish l'el, kipirush ha-Tur ha-aruch sham. Rashi cannot explain like the Tur, hu v'le'el Ara 10. V'chein lo'i kipirush ha-Chizkuni, that Besuel was sameach ha-ya lo'i chafetz bi'ichor. Because how could Besuel be happy to let them go right now? If a girl staying for 12 months was the normal custom, it would make no sense to say that Besuel said anything to the contrary. Therefore, Rashi chooses not that Pirush, but the Pirush that Besuel was actually simply dead. He was not around. That's as far as Rashi rejecting alternate approaches. In Ha'ara 20, at the end of the Ha'ara, the Rebbe brings up an additional support for Rashi's Pirush. Not so much why he doesn't say another way, but why he does say this way. And that is based on the end of the Rebbe's Bir. The Rebbe explains, we actually read this whole Ha'ara in last year, that once they had a suffix, B'divri Eliezer, they called the whole Shidduch into question, and they said, Nikra Lanad of Nishala Aspia. So the Rebbe says in Ha'ara 20, why are you even giving him a chance? If you don't believe what word he's saying, so cancel the whole thing. So the Rebbe says, that's based on the Rashi that Besuel died. They saw that Besuel died, so they weren't sure. They couldn't be sure. They said, maybe he died taka because he was being ma'akev, so we have to at least ask the girl. And the Rebbe says in Ara 20, the last four lines, V'yumtak al-pizeh gamkein, and now it's even sweeter, Neisaf al-amavur le'el, b'shuli ha-gilion l'ha'ara 9, b'ha'ara 17, more than what's said in the bottom of Ara 9 and Ara 17, Masha Rashi le'el b'char ha-pirush b'sul meis, why Rashi chose the pirush that b'sul died, ki al-pizeh yuvan yoyser kan, because this gives more clarity in the end of the story why they didn't cancel the shidduch. if the soul hadn't died, then there's no reason for the people to b'chal entertain the shidduch. They should cancel the whole thing. Once they saw that he died, now they're going to ask for permission. So that's the mini Rashi sicha that takes place in these four ha'aris. But l'shleimus ha'inyan, there's another layer that I want to add. Because what comes out from this whole mahalach, the way that Rebbe learns in this likut, is that actually in Pasuk Nun Gimel, when it came to the presence of the Migdanos on the night before, Besuel was taka alive. Besuel was taka alive. The reason why Besuel isn't mentioned is because it's not appropriate for him to be mentioned there. You're giving paidus. Besuel died at a later point, somewhere in Pasuk Nun Dalid or Nun Hey, presumably later on in the night, presumably. Maybe early morning, who knows. But the nekuda is that in this likud it's klar that Besuel was alive in Pasuk Nun Gimel. Why is this important? Because the Rebbe added somewhat of a postscript to this sicha about 10 years later. The sicha was said in Tafshin Lamed Gimel, Mugar in Tafshin Lamed Dalet. Now it's Tafshin Mem Beis. And Shabbos Parshas Chayesar. The Rebbe says a sicha in a different inyan, talking about the Hatzlacha of Eliezer. Partially it was Mugar and Chelik Chafei, a whole Gishmak Rashi sicha there. The Rebbe was bringing out the extent of how much Eliezer was Taka Matzliach. And the Rebbe says that part of Eliezer's Hatzlacha was that he didn't have to convince Rivka at all. He never spoke a word with her, the Rebbe says. How do we know? Because they only called her in afterwards. Nikra Lanar of Anishal Aspia happened in the morning, which means that the whole Arichas HaDibur of yesterday was not in her presence. And Afal Pekein, as soon as they asked Rivka, will you go? She said, I'll go. I'll go v'afim inchem reitzim. Right, obviously, just because someone gives you a present, you don't go with a stranger. So clearly this was part of the Eibeshet Hatzlacha here, Yishlach Malacha Lefanacha, etc. So the Rebbe in that Sicha created a premise that Rivka was not in the room during the entire Arichas HaDibur. She was only there in the morning, Nikra Lanad of Nishal Aspia. So immediately after the Sicha, the next day or the day after, somewhere during the week of Parshas Taldas Membeis, somebody, either the Manichim or some other person that was by the Fabrengen, asked the Rebbe the following question. And it doesn't tie into our likud just yet, but we'll listen to this question as it's isolated from our discussion. He says, how could you say that Rivka wasn't there because they only called her in the next day? That was the next day. That was in the morning. That was after the whole conversation. After Vayechlu, Vayishtu, Vayalinu, Vayakumu, Vayaker. The day Eliezer came, it's actually Mistabra that Rivka was there during the whole conversation. He brings two rayas. Firstly, Lavan and Besuel said, Hine Rivka lefanecha. Here she is. The word hine implies that she was actually right there. Here she is. Take her and go. Also, in Pasuk Nun Gimel, now we're already tying it into our piece, in Pasuk Nun Gimel it says that the Eved took out Klei Kesef and Klei Zav and he gave it to Rivka. And only afterwards, Vayoichlu, Vayishtu, you know, etc., Vayolinu. Which means that Rivka was right there when Eliezer was talking. He was able to give her those gifts. This was the question posed to the Rebbe. How did he say that Rivka wasn't there if the Pashtos HaKsuvim is mashma that she was there? The Rebbe answered very sharply. And I'm reading the Lashon of the Maina. Amarti the kama pam. I've said many times. Shekshayesh kushya, b'frat klotz kushya, when you have a question, especially if it's a klotz kasha, lirais, you have to look first in the kasuv, in the actual pasuk, then look in Pirush Rashi, and then ask ben chamish lemikra, ulay mei kara leka, perhaps the whole question isn't there to begin with. Ubenidin didan, the Rebbe says, and also goes through three things. First brings a raya from the pasuk, then a raya from Rashi, then a raya from simple common sense of ben chamish lemikra. First, mefurash, says the Rebbe, it's clear, vayoytse, ubegadim, that the Eved took out begadim. The way this guy was learning was that, as though right after the conversation, Eliezer just snapped out his clothing as if it was like sitting right there by the dinner table. No, it wasn't. He had to take it out. He had to get it from somewhere. Additionally, the Rebbe says, and this is the way the Rebbe writes in the Mishnah, Uli'ima, v'loyli Besuel. He also gave it to the mother, and he did not give Migdanos to Besuel. How do we know? Kila achar bayan Lavan ubesuel ba malach vehemisai. Because immediately after Lavan and Besuel had answered, a malach came and killed him. Uladaita, the way the questioner is learning this, it's the strangest thing. Humas Besuel, Besuel is dead. The chol hashar mamshichim b'masa umatan. Everyone's continuing the discussion while Besuel is lying there dead. The chol zal shulchan ubehem shachad. Everything is happening in one shot at one time. Of course not. It's mefurish in the psukim that this section, this pasuk by Yoytzei Ubegadim, had to have happened much later, is the way that Rebbe learns. In other words, from this minor, what's coming out is Eliezer had a discussion. Pasuk Nun Gimel happened later. The Suel died after the whole situation, and then Eliezer gave them midonas vayoytzei. He took them out from his resting place wherever he was. That's the first thing. Secondly, that Rebbe says, I'm just adding a chlimus inyan, that Rashi says over there that Eliezer changed the way the story happened so that Saul wouldn't ask any questions. If Rivka was right there, he can't change the story in front of her. She would interrupt him. And thirdly, the common sense point is that when it comes to inyan achi chashuv, you know, you don't call in a three-year-old to be mishtatif until you need her. The fact that nobody had known that Eliezer's story was about Rivka yet until he actually said it. So you wouldn't call a three-year-old to a family meeting. So therefore, the Rebbe was machriach that Rivka was there. Why is this important for our sicha? Because what's intimated, what's implied in this mina, is that actually, by the time Pasuk Nun Gimel came around, Besuel was dead, according to the Rebbe's mahalach here. The Rebbe learns, kvayachal, that Pasuk Nun Gimel is out of place. There was a conversation. Everything was settled. They ate and drank. They finished supper. And then the Eva went back to his living quarters, Vayetzia Eva, then he gave Migdanis, La'achio Li'ima, and not to Besuel, because Besuel was dead. This contradicts the Yesod in our Sicha, where it comes out that by Pasuk Nun Gimel, Besuel was actually alive, and the only reason Rashi doesn't ask it was because it's Migdanis, and wasn't appropriate for Besuel to be given. And Taka, when the Rebbe gave out this Maina, the Mazkir asked the Rebbe this exact Shaila. The Masker asked the Rebbe, how could you say that Besuel was dead in Pasuk Nun Gimel if the Yisoid in the Kutzichas Chilek Yud is that Besuel was alive in Pasuk Nun Gimel? And additionally, if for whatever reason we accept that Besuel was Taka dead, so then why Taka didn't Rashi ask a Besuel Hechan Haya earlier? Right? The only way that the Rebbe answered the question was by saying that Besuel was alive, he just doesn't belong. But if Besuel was dead, it's not sure he doesn't belong, he's not here. So Rashi should be bothered and say, Besuel Hechan Haya. So here the Rebbe Taka conceded, it seems like, if I could use such a lashon kviyachol. And the Rebbe wrote, Ha'ara la'achar zman. I want to add a note after time, and it seems like that the Rebbe wanted this art to go into Likud HaSichas, maybe a later print, and I see that in some prints it actually did make it in. Ha'mavur b'Likud HaSichas hanal einai glatik. The Rebbe says, what's explained in that Likud is actually not smooth. So that here you have the Rebbe undoing his own vart. That the vart that the Rebbe says in Ha'ara 9, that Besuel was alive, and the reason why Rashi wasn't bothered why he's not mentioned is because it's not appropriate to mention him when you're giving small matanas, isn't smooth. Shemima akvay losis matana chashuva. Because who was stopping Eliezer from giving Besuel something nice for him? He had 10 camels. So if Rashi would have asked Besuel Hechan Haya, it would have been a great question. Where was Besuel? Why isn't he getting any gifts? In other words, the Rebbe changed, and now the Rebbe's vart is that Besuel was Taka dead in Pasuk Nun Gimel. What about the question? Why Taka isn't Rashi bothered in Pasuk Nun Gimel, only in Pasuk Nun Hey? So the Rebbe says, Lashon, in this minor here, Yesh Loimar, we could say as follows. That Pasuk Nun Hei is a hechrich yaser gadol lahapirush b'Rashi hayoreitza la'akev. There's more of a necessity to say Rashi's pirush that Besuel wanted to stop the shidduch mikimay hanemar lifneze umigdanes nasan lachilimar from the pasuk before. In other words, Rashi wants to tell us in the end of the day that Besuel wanted to stop the shidduch. That's much more apparent from the context of Pasuk Nun Hei. You're talking about a shidduch and Besuel's not there. Oh, he wanted to stop the shidduch. Versus if you would say, oh, in the last pasuk by the presents, oh, where was Besuel? How come we didn't get any presents? Oh, he wanted to stop the shidduch. You don't see it so much in the pasuk. But in a chinami, and this is the gezaldeke uftu, which comes out of this mind, that l'das, the Rebbe, the maskana, in pshuta shel mikra, Besuel was taken dead by Pasuk Nun Gimel. And Pasuk Nun Gimel was said, it really happened after the first half of Pasuk Nun Dalet. He had the whole conversation, not in front of Rivka, they ate and drank, everything was settled. Then, Besuel wanted to be ma'akev and he died. Then, Eliezer went, v'yetzeh ha'evid, and he gave migdanais, only la'achi ole'ima. Why did he give it to Besuel? Why isn't Besuel mentioned? Because he was taken dead. But Rashi only brings that up in Pasuk Nun Hey, because that's where it's more negeya and much more mukhrach in the context of the psukim. This is the very geshmaka harchavas ha'inyan and the pinuach ha'inyan of these four ha'aras, where we basically get a mini Rashi sicha within another likut.